Hi guys, it's DJ ML. If you hear a lot of sounds behind me, it's because I'm on a yacht right now. I'm having some fun and I'm watching Sex in the City. But I just wanted to say that, oh guys, you made me emotional. Like, all of y'all were sending me emails, text messages that have been listening to my show, stating that that y'all are so pissed off at this lady that's been stealing my stuff, and at the fact it must make me feel down or bring me down, and that they know that, okay, y'all know that y'all are behind me. And it's emotional, you know, it's emotional, because at the end of the day, guys, I'm not a person that's very weak. I'm a very strong individual, so I tend on holding my emotions in. And what hurt me the most is that somebody had to go and do that to me, knowing that I'm putting my heart and my soul into this joy that I have, which is podcasting and giving you all the knowledge and power in the bedroom. And then she's taking that away from me, you know, knowing that she's successful and I'm still developing, which hurt me so much. And I want to say thank you to all the emails, guys. I really want to say thank you. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And y'all are all asking for even my Patreon. I will give you my Patreon link as soon as possible. I just have to get the link. I think tonight I have to get my link, and then therefore I paste it on my YouTube channel, which is the ML channel. On the ML channel will be my OnlyFans link for R-rated content, as well as my Patreon, okay? I'm going to put it on the recent video that was posted, so you can check my Patreon, but it's going to be ML Empire, because you want to donate to me and stuff, and I don't want anything from y'all, guys. I'm actually doing this from the goodness of my heart, because I enjoy this, but I want to say thank you so, so, so much. I really appreciate all the loving, you know, messages and stuff that has been sent towards me. This topic today is coming all the way from Nebraska, from Anonymous, whereby she's stating that she's having a situation whereby she has a crush on someone. Now, as she has a crush on someone, she's been having sexual fantasies about him. And she does not know as to how to tell the specific person that she's like sexually into him. She doesn't know whether she's sexually into him or whether she is in love or what, you know. Now what's going on is that she wants to inform him that she wants him so bad, because every time whenever he goes past her, It gives her butterflies and stuff. But now the tricky part about the situation is, it is her colleague. Okay. Ooh, this is bad. All right, guys, you know the reason why I'm saying this is bad. This happened to me years back. Okay. Anonymous from Nebraska, I hope you're hearing. I fell madly in love with a colleague, and we used to exchange smiles and everything went well and whatnot. I even did like a video about him on my YouTube channel, the ML channel, about how I used to sexually fantasize about him grabbing me, touching me, holding me. It turns out it did happen. It did happen. Anonymous, it happened. He did grab me. Okay? But we did it secretly, whereby he came to my place and we fucked. We fucked. But he fucked me when he was drunk. But I was so into him. I wanted it to be so special. And he ran away after that because he couldn't understand what he was doing at that specific time because he was drunk. Turns out the guy was engaged. He did not like fully inform me that he's really in love with his soon-to-be wife. So I was so hurt. And it broke my heart because at the end of the day, you know, I wanted what's best for him and I. You know, I saw him as my husband. You know, I saw him as my other half, my everything. But you know what happened at work? There was a lot of tension between us to a point whereby every time whenever he even moved to another department, every time whenever I come to work, I'm dressing nice. I don't dress nice for him. I was dressing nice for myself, okay, because I'm sexy. If you have to go to the ML channel on YouTube, those who are listening to me, you will see how hot I am. You understand? I love myself. I adore myself. So I used to dress, and then a lot of people used to get envious in the department saying that, oh, I want to steal another man from a woman, which they knew who my eyes were on, which was my crush. You understand? Because you know how he could, how can I put this? How they could tell that I had a crush on him was because every time whenever he goes past my desk, and he was a tortoise, by the way. I don't know what's up with me and tortoises. I mean, even my fiance was tortoise. Everything is tortoise. Tortoise men just like me. I don't know why. They just, whenever they look at me, they're like, shut. I don't know. So, you see, he went and he was tattletaling how I feel about him. Because I went and I dropped a note. I went and dropped a note. I'm speaking to the ML family like we are friends, guys, because I want you to hear the story out, okay? So you can see that from the pros and cons of dating in the workplace, okay? So, like, I went and I dropped a hint. I took his phone number illegally from the board because they wrote he was manager. He was a manager, imagine. And I was just a colleague. I was just a small thing. I was an agent. I was nothing. You understand? And those years I was doing call center those years. So what happened is that I took his number and I told him, I said to him, I find you very sexy. And I won't lie to you about that. I adore you. I just did the same thing that you are asking me now, Anonymous. Straight on, I told him. He said, wow, are you serious? Like, I'm so honored. You don't understand. Why me? Like, he was so shocked because, I mean, I don't know, in the department, they all said that I look so beautiful. I was like, you know, one in a million whereby I used to stand out. Because wherever I work, I stand out. You understand? Because I love myself. I do my makeup, do my hair, my own nails, everything. Because I was running also a business out of being a call center agent. So I knew how to look good. You understand? So he was so shocked that I wanted him. So because he's a tortoise male, ML family, listen to this. Because he's a Taurus male, he started tattletaling with the way he was feeling about me by holding his laptop, going past my desk, or every 5 to 10 minutes, he's going past my desk. What made it worse is that when he came towards a conference, whereby it was a conference with all the agents, which he's a manager, he was how can I put this to you? He was doing some, how can I put this, like QA something something. And he was speaking on behalf of everyone. He kept on saying my name. And he kept staring at my eyes. And I said, you know what? This is a tortoise, man. He's showing the world that, listen, this is my position. Don't touch her because she's mine. Okay, even if he's engaged, he didn't care. He didn't give a shit, ML family. He didn't care. So now it got worse. He started going and writing my name. He started going and writing my name for, you know, for important meetings, saying that you must refer Edlin because that's my real name. Okay, besides DJ ML, it's Edlin, okay? So he was going and he was writing my name all over and everything. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? He was showing the way he feels about me. He was showing it. And he was showing it fiercely. Every time a man comes close to me, he used to get so mad. He used to take his laptop because he was a manager. And he used to pass us and used to look at that guy very badly. Because he was possessive to say, oh. And something you don't know about Taurus men, they are very possessive. When they fall in love with you or when they're into you, like real bad, you are theirs. They're jealous. So they're very jealous. Guys, don't ever make a Taurus person jealous. You're going to see the light of day. I'm telling you, don't do that. They really get jealous to the core. You understand? Even if it's a female or male. But what happened is that people were starting to see the indications. My colleagues were asking me things, knowing that he's going to be a married man. You understand? His friends in the department was married. And they knew that this is the only way we can kick her out of the business, by trying to get her into trouble. You understand? To try and see what type of calls that I'm doing that are incorrect, so they can kick me out. I even went to a disciplinary hearing for no reason. Just because the fact that there was a tension between us, and not only that, we fucked. That's the worst. You understand? So what I'm trying to tell you is that, guys, when it comes to love in the workplace, do not dare do it. Rather go and get another job elsewhere and then take that person's number. I don't know how you get that person's number or email address and go and tell them outside. Then number two, is that the fact that you have to find out if the person is already taken or is in a committed relationship whereby they're going to get married or they're married. Please go find it out, please. Because you know why? You don't want to be a part of the pain and the misery of a wife coming and texting you saying, what the fuck, you understand, and this and this and that. You know, number three is that the fact, Anonymous, is that be strong. Okay, when it comes to a Taurus man, if he's really into you, okay, and probably you just dress nice, because Taurus men, they love put together woman, you understand? If he's a Taurus, if he's a somebody else, if he's a Sagittarius or whatever, I don't know. But every man, even if any zodiac, they love a good smelling, well put together woman. If you put together yourself and love yourself, wait for him, please. Do not go and do the same mistake that I did, because you know why? It caused danger, because he's a Taurus. I didn't know he was a Taurus, guys. Because you know what? With Taurus men, they will gun me down. They claim me. It's like they're telling the world. It's like they tell the world, listen here, that's mine. You touch her. I don't know what happens with me and Taurus men. They just love me. Most of my exes are Taurus and Scorpio. So Scorpio and Taurus men are dominating in my exes. None of them were just from other things. Maybe one was Sagittarius, but it didn't work out that long. But it was Taurus and Scorpio. I don't know what's up with the quiet, crazy men. They just like me. So, as I'm saying, just put yourself together. Look good, my darling. And wait on him. Be patient. Even masturbate. Think about him. But don't go and do the approaching. Because you know why? This is the workplace. Don't be like me. Because at the end of the day, he needs to know how to figure this out. And you did not tell me what is his position in the workplace. If he's a colleague like you, then chances are, okay, no, it's cool. But if he's in management or CEO level, if he's in the big gun level, my darling, wait, please. Because now you're touching on a very, very serious topic. Because we came from there. You understand? Being with, doing shagadelics with a manager, okay? Don't do it. Don't dare touch it. Don't tell him that you like him. Don't you fucking dare. Because you know why? He must make the move on you. And he must come to you and see that you like yourself, you do your job well and everything. And maybe as time goes by, as you're not even caring of going and telling him how you feel, maybe you will even get a situation whereby you fall out of love of him. And then he will come and then he will tell you, I like you. Then what's going to happen after that? Then what's going to happen? So another thing is that if you do actually want to apply for another job in order for you to tell him how you feel, maybe another department away from your counterpart, which is the I'm saying counterpart. Listen to me. My friend Andriano is busy laughing outside there in the ship. I mean, they're in the boat. Yo, what's up, guys? the counterparts, you understand? Listen here. Listen and listen carefully. Just wait on him. Don't do much. Just look good, smell nice, put together, do your work at work. Make sure you excel at work so that you get a lot of, you know, recognition to a point you become manager. And once you become manager, when you're the big gun, you can do anything. You can do anything, bitch. Because you can go ahead and take the gun and go and tell him how you feel after that. I have to make you laugh, guys. But thank you, guys, for listening to me. Sorry. And make sure that you also go and listen to The Bank Heist, guys. It's on Spreaker, as well as iHeartRadio, or even down to Spotify. I've moved the RSS feed to Spotify for those who cannot, connect towards the iHeartRadio application, okay? So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for all the messages, guys, and all the emails. I love you so much. Soon there's beautiful things to come towards the podcast. Beautiful things, because I love you so much. Let me enjoy my yacht ride. Let me watch Sex in the City again, even if I'm watching it over again. Let me do my toenails and do my ish and just fuck the world. Bye, guys.